Welcome to the Better Call Connie podcast. I'm your host and psychic from the block, serving you hot chisme and the bitch slap you've been waiting on. Here you're gonna laugh, learn, transform, and get your life together. All right, so here we go. Hello, everybody. So we're back with another episode. I think this is episode 9. And my podcast is a little baby podcast. I was checking in with production and asking about numbers and downloads and all the things. And at first, I was a little bit nervous because I was like, well, why aren't my numbers like this? Why aren't my numbers like that? Blah, blah, blah. And then I realized it's a baby podcast. It is now, but I'm committed for it to be ginormous. And then I realized that I wanted it to be perfect from jump. And I just want to talk about today. Today is going to be around perfectionism. I am here literally in my bed. I'm still in America. Shout out to Cali. I live in California, guys. I'm from California, and I'm getting ready to do a very ginormous change in address. And I want to talk to you about perfect and doing it in perfect. I'm in bed right now. I'm literally in bed on a Sunday. Got my candles lit. Have my intention candle lit. I have my Lumen Love. Shout out to Lumen Love, Kelly. I got my little Get Shit Done candle, and it smells so good in here. And I just set the Palo Santo to the side, and I Palo Santo'd my room before I started this episode because I needed to clear off any and all energy that did not belong to me, because I need to talk to you from the heart, but I want to reach you directly in the heart today. My intention is for you to really feel me what I'm about to say in regards to perfection. And I'm going to tell you something. It is the hardest fucking thing to break. I swear to you, this has been the most intense, like, worse addiction, worse than food, worse than shopping, worse than anything that I can think of. And it is the disease to be perfect. And perfect, I'm going to talk about it inside of your romantic relationships and what that looks like. And there's something that I feel like not a lot of people are talking about, and I want to talk about it today because it is so clear to me. And I've been stuck in this cycle so long. I promise you, it just shows up everywhere and we don't even recognize how bad it's affecting us. For example, let's put a scenario. I have a client and she is dealing with a partner. Her partner randomly blows up on her and is considered someone who has a bad temper. And it just out of nowhere just goes off on her and causes her to snap back and to get into the energy of her partner. And she's been telling me about this. And two things that I'm recognizing. One, the normalization of this person having a bad temper. That is already an issue within itself, but we're not going to talk about that specifically. And we're just diving right in today. Oh my God. So I was, and I'm sitting there and I'm listening to her and I'm like, okay, so what happens with you? And I recognize that every single time there was a big fight or some sort of separation or some sort of issue, this person gets very sick, like flu-like symptoms, can't sleep, body aches, not eating, just kind of like everything feels like it's falling apart, it's not working, And I could tell by the way that her, like her mannerisms, that everything was doom and gloom because things weren't functioning in her relationship with her partner, who has a tendency to just go off. And this is particular with anybody that is listening to this and has dealt with somebody who just has a temper, who has a bad attitude problem, and you don't know how to address them because that's quote unquote the way they are. They're like that with family members. They're like that. They're like that with their friends. They're like that with you. They're like, okay. And how it becomes a normalized thing. And I'm here to tell you that there's no such thing as somebody normalizing treating you like shit. I'm going to say it. I don't care if this person has that type of problem. They're not going to have it with you. And what I notice is that when this person starts having it, it becomes a pattern and it becomes something that's normalized in the relationship. And so what also starts to get normalized is her getting treated like shit. I was very attuned to what she was saying. And not only that, but it caused a depression with her. And she didn't want to get ready. She didn't want to look pretty. She didn't want to go outside. She was slumped over, just like upset. And the other person's like in their righteousness, going out, doing whatever the fuck they want. And maybe you could put yourself in this scenario. Maybe you've been in this scenario a few times. And instead of being like, okay, whatever, if this person wants to have an attitude, they can have an attitude. And I'm going to live my life and I'm going to be in my vibe because I'm not going to let someone else's vibe ruin my vibe. And it's having that level of control when that happens, right? Because the one thing that, and we're not even going to get into mental disorders or nothing like that, but like you'll start to see the shift in the other person when you cannot get them to shift, when they can't get you to shift into their attitude or into their vibe or whatever, or frequency. They want you to match their frequency and then stay in that frequency. And it's the most codependent thing ever, right? Because here you are enjoying your life, living your best life, and this person has the worst attitude problem. They come to you and they want to rain on your parade. So guess what? They bring you down to their vibe. And then an hour later, they snap out of it, but you're still in the vibe. You're still in the bad vibe. You can't get out of there. And this happens every single time. And they have the ability to control you like that. And then when you have a vibe or you're going through a situation, you do your best to handle it on your own, not show up with your emotions negatively, not wanting to upset anyone, but you're holding in everything, especially if it has to do with your partner. You need to tell them how it is. You're not going to be able to control them, but you get to speak up on your end, even though it is negative, because it holds you back from telling the truth. And I'm not saying go attack somebody with your language. I'm saying if you're upset, be upset and do not try to hide that or be perfect, Patty, and pretend like nothing happens to you in your life and that you don't feel your feelings. Okay. You also don't want to lean too much into the toxic where everything pisses you off. Everything sets you off. That's on a whole different level, right? And sometimes people who grew up in dysfunctional families like myself, hello, grew up in the most dysfunctional family ever. And you probably see arguing as something terrifying, or it's gonna cause an ending of something, or you probably saw it in your life where one person gave up and one of your parents gave up and I'm gonna leave and we're breaking up, and always like a big constantly dealing with somebody who is putting that in front of you and saying, hey, if you do this, I'm gonna do this to you. If you do that, I'm going to break up with you. Always warning somebody that like you can't handle the capacity of an argument or being in the discomfort of the other person. And a lot of times people just sweep it under the carpet and hopefully that it goes away and not actually sitting with the raw emotions of the other person and not taking it personal and actually being able to sit down and listen to them and see where they're coming from.
Hey y'all, just wanted to pop in really quick to say thank you for being part of the show. And I wanted to remind you that you can book your reading now in the show notes. Find a date and time that works for you and Viola. All set. I can't wait to do a reading with you. Okay, that's all for now. Back to the show.
It's easier said than done because when you come from a dysfunctional family like I have, the immediate reaction is you want to defend yourself. You want to make sure that your side of the street is clean. The perfectionism comes in and you start to try to stop that person from having their emotions and you're freaked out by them. And so you kind of want to hide or you ignore or avoid everything. That is so bad for you and for the other person. For you, because on one end, you don't get to express yourself in the best way possible. And it comes out very inauthentic to the other person. And then they think that there's never anything wrong. And so when you have that perfectionism all the way around, it makes you look and feel robotic. It's inauthentic, you know. And there's people in the world that are really calm just by nature. You can tell those people are so rare that I've seen, like they're like monk status where they're super zenned out and nothing bothers them and they don't go into a cycle or they don't go into having a bad fit of anger or, you know, they don't go into fits. And I would say they're probably the only people that are exempt from this scenario. But for the rest of us, especially those of us who grew up in households where there was, your body was prepared for fight or flight. Specifically, if you were physically abused, emotionally abused, verbally abused, even sexually abused, like there's always this flare up that happens in the body and you're always looking to get out of a situation. And sometimes that would be complying against your own will and stuffing your emotions down so that you can protect yourself. And I know that there's somebody listening to this going, oh my gosh, I protected myself so that the pain would go away. And it's almost like, I can't remember what animal, but there's so many animals that pretend or fake that they are dead so that they don't get bothered by whoever is trying to come after them. And it's that. So it's a defense mechanism so that you won't get hurt anymore. And when you are in a relationship, all of this comes up, every last bit of it. If you're avoiding conflict, if you get too into conflict, or you just freeze in conflict, you don't know what to do. All these things are shedding a light on something that you're unwilling to see. And so, as I was saying, perfectionism is a disease and it needs to go away and it needs to go away fast. I remember saying things to myself when I was in a relationship that with somebody that didn't serve me. I would often still try to be perfect and righteous and I'm saying all the things, I'm doing all the things, and they are not. And then when there was a breakup and maybe they went and cheated, or not, I guess not cheated, but went and slept with somebody else and came back, and then you will be like, well, I didn't. I was perfect. I was not cheating. I was not having sex with anyone else. There's that perfectionist again, that no one can blame you. You are unscathed. You fly under the radar and no one knows what you do. And I'm here to tell you that you are the one that hurts yourself the most. Because here you are being faithful, being loyal, being honest for someone who could give two fucks about it. They're running amok, acting a fool, coming back, trying to get you back, acting a fool again. Then you're trying to be patient and motherly and giving somebody unconditional love, when in reality, the thing to do is remove your energy from that person. They want to bring you into the fight. They want to bring you down to their level. They want to bring you into that frequency. And you can say, I'm not going to engage in this. I'm hanging up the phone. And hold on to your right to do that. And take the space that you need to take. Even if they're saying, oh, that's rude. You're not letting me talk. You're not letting me this. You don't want to engage. And then they guilt you for shutting down because you don't even know how to act, because you don't even know how to get in, like how to get out of that situation or mentally even show up for that situation. It is so powerful that you listen to yourself and that you take the time to process, specifically if you have issues with being in a dysfunctional family. A lot of times it's hard to stay in your body, to stay on track. Sometimes what happens is when things go crazy, we can disassociate, we can check out, or and not know what's going on and not pay attention because it just feels too much pain. So this is coming right from someone who wrote the playbook on perfectionism and trying to do everything right and not actually reading the room, not actually seeing that you're the only one trying to be righteous in a relationship that no longer serves you. But when you are when you grow up in a place where there's high levels of criticism, high levels of judgment, when so much is expected out of you, cough, cough, older sibling. What's up, older sibling club? Yeah, eldest sibling. when you have to be the model, the role model of the house, it's exhausting having to be the one to keep it all together. And if you were appointed jobs that had nothing to do with you since you were young, it becomes second nature to take on a lot of shit and look for your gold stars and get the validation and pat on the head because you're doing such a great job. And we lose ourselves in the sauce by doing that, by people pleasing, by remaining the righteous one. And the reality of it is that there's no need to be in a relationship like that. Your relationship should be adding to your life, not draining your life, not causing World War III fights in the household. Because there's nothing worse than having to come home to that and then pretend like nothing happened. That's what happens, though, when you live in a world of perfection. And so, how do we break free from that? How do we get out of there? How do we do the things that we need to do to make our lives better? This is a very introspective conversation, and it's one that we often should have because this is one that's really hard to see. And that's why I'm pointing out all the scenarios so you can see from a different angle of how bad it gets when you don't want to be alone, that you just engage and you argue and it just becomes this craziness. And I'm asking you to do it, to step backwards and to zoom out and to look at the scenario as a third party person and see yourself from the angle of how you are acting and what that's actually costing you. And what is it going to cost you to be real with yourself? Maybe you haven't had that conversation. Maybe you don't know what that's really like because you've never really sat down to know yourself and get aware, you know, of who you are and how you be in the world. That's absolutely vital for you to know so that you can actually vibe in your relationships. And it's not all high vibe, okay? It's not all fucking roses. It's not. And I'm sure you know this. But I also know that you know that it doesn't need to be miserable. And so start looking at areas in your life where you feel fear of being spotlighted, of the fear of getting in trouble, quote unquote. The fear of getting in the way or causing trouble so that it could be a direct punishment to you. What areas in your life are you not trying to be seen and you're trying to hide from other people and simultaneously hide people that are treating you like shit? So you have to have that conversation with yourself. And as always, I'm here to put that in perspective for you. But the question really lands is, what is it costing you to live this way? Because how you do one thing is how you do everything. And as I was saying earlier, perfectionism is a disease. And that's not anything new, but it paralyzes you, puts you in analysis paralysis. When you're in analysis paralysis, your nervous system is wrecked. And so we have to be able to relax, get into a calm state so that you can make the best decision and not worry about what other people want you to do or pressure you to do or whatever. You have to be able to tune in with yourself. If you're struggling to tune in with yourself, schedule a call with me and we will go into depth of what's stopping you from making the decision or the decisions that you need to make in order to get to the next level version of yourself, okay? Because when you become aware, and a lot of times I'll have these calls with clients, and it will be so, it's just so stunning. And that's the word. They're stunned by the information they find out in these sessions. And that's why I offer an aftercare credit to those of you who book calls with me. It's basically the aftermath of implementation of what you are discovering about yourself and how you're implementing it into your life. And so if this is you, highly recommend. If any of those scenarios that I talked about earlier in this podcast and you're seeing yourself and you want to break that pattern and you're done, you're really done. You don't want to sit here and try to make it look perfect. And you don't want to be, you know, Mrs. Stepford Wife and nothing is wrong in your household and everything's perfect. And you want to get over that perfection and perfect mom and perfect wife and perfect everything. I guarantee you that shit is so fake. And you really want to figure out and find out who you are, book your next session with me. I will be traveling very soon. So if you hear this in September, it is being filmed. It's being recorded in September. I will be traveling abroad, so my hours will be a little different. But regardless, hit me up on Instagram at Better Call Connie and you can book your session with me. I can send you the booking link. Right now, we have people in the works taking care of all the things so that it's easier and more accessible. I'll be having a stand store pretty soon that is actually in the works. And yeah, if there's any subjects that you want me to cover and talk about, please send them to me on my Instagram or on my Facebook. You can find me under Connie Cruz and we can get into it. So if you have a scenario you want to talk about, I'm more than happy to support you. All right. As always, thank you for being here and we'll see you on the next one.
I know, dude. The episode ended. But hey, I'll be back. But don't forget to like and subscribe and give me a 5-star rating. See you on the next one.